But some, accustomed to the idol, eat as if it were a tribute to the idol, and their conscience, being weak, is tainted. They still shake in fear of idols, he says. Don't tell me about the present system that you have inherited the true faith from your ancestors. Instead, take your thoughts back to those early times. Think about the beginning of the gospel when disbelief was at its peak. There were burning altars, sacrifices and offerings, and the majority of people were pagans. Imagine those who inherited their lack of faith from their ancestors, descendants of generations just like them, who had suffered greatly from demons. How must they have felt after their sudden conversion? How would they confront and fear the attacks of the demons? For their sake, he also uses some discretion, saying, "But some with awareness of the items sacrificed to an idol." This way, he neither reveals them completely to avoid hitting too hard, nor does he completely ignore them, but vaguely mentions them, saying, "Some people, aware of the idol, still eat as if they are making a tribute to the idol, that is, with the same thoughts they had in the past, and their conscience, being weak, is tainted, not yet able to mock and outrightly dismiss them, but still in some doubt. It's like someone who believes they would contaminate themselves if they touch a dead body according to Jewish customs, sees others doing it without any clear conscience, but isn't convinced and still considers themselves polluted. This was their mindset at that time. For some, he says, conscious of the idol do it even until now. The phrase, even until now, was added for a reason, to indicate that refusing to condescend was not getting them anywhere. This was not the way to influence them, but they should be persuaded with words and teachings in some other way.